Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as a pop or kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. You know what that one just said to me? We're all special as individuals. We all have talent, because people went a lot of different ways with that one. Coming to you from the Nerd Melt showroom at Meltdown Comics on Sunday, June 14th, 2015, at 420-ish. Yes. Thank you to everyone here in attendance and to everyone who pays $2 to listen to this episode. Be sure to check out my other podcast, Doug Loves Minis, Getting Doug with High, Dining with Doug and Karen, and the occasional Benson Interruption. I'm going to do a couple more of those this year. As promised and advertised, today's episode is the final installment of the Super Tournament of Championships. With three of the finest Leonard Maltin game players in all the land. Yes. Please give a big, warm welcome. I hope they're ready, because that wasn't a very long wind-up. Please welcome Scott Aukerman, Sam Levine, and Jeff Tate. Got Alpha Man in the Alpha seat.
That's right.
The spot. Yeah, how you doing, buddy?
I'm the new Alpha.
It's Scott Aukerman, everybody.
Thank you. That was a Jurassic World reference.
Yes.
You love movies. Yes. I thought you would get it.
Well, I think of all three of my guests on the show tonight as my assets. And if you break free, I will chase you down until you murder me.
I put the ass in asset. I've always been told.
What'd you bring for the prize bag? It's pretty awesome, I think.
I brought one of the greatest Superman stories ever written, Alan Moore's Whatever Happened to the Man of Tomorrow, which greatly influenced our final Reggie episode of the TV show.
Aww.
We ripped off some of the structure of it and tried to make the doorbell sound exactly like what it says in there, which is clang, clang.
Damn clanging doorbell. you've been on At Midnight before, right? They give you these delicious cookies, and I put them in the prize bag. Mm. I hang on to them in my hot apartment for a few weeks.
Generally just fart around them.
And I fart a lot around them. But they're really, they're wrapped, and they're so full of preservatives, it's not going to matter. I've also brought a hat from the film festival that I attend every year in Traverse City, Michigan, the Traverse City Film Festival. Last year was the 10th. 10, says 10. But Io was a good guess. And it was the 10th anniversary. But when I wear it, you know, you can wear this, and when people say, why does it say 10 on your hat? You can say, because I'm perfect. And it's fun. Jeff Tate is here, everybody. He brought just a dazzling array of items for the prize bag.
Yes, I did.
A guy gave you a t-shirt to give to me to yep. either wear or put in the prize bag. I'm putting in the prize bag. It's like a Budweiser, but it's changed to marijuana.
Right?
That sort of thing will never stop being clever. Did I say stop or start? And
it's a very comfortable shirt.
Yeah, it is. It's really nice.
Super
it's very
soft.
Comfy. And I'm sure the guy's got lots of other designs. You know, we don't have to love all of them. Like, what is this, Jeff?
Those are shorts, Doug. It's a pair of shorts from the parade this afternoon.
There's a parade today?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even
Why
know.
Do they say Las Vegas on them?
Because don't look inside. Because what happens in Las Vegas shorts?
Stays right in there.
Right? If you look inside there, it's The Hangover 2. But was that one in Vegas?
No.
Oh, okay.
We got... these guys know their movies, this audience. We've got a couple of my albums are going to be in the bag, and then a lighter from Chameleon Glass. And what else is in your thing, Jeff?
Oh, there's more?
Yeah.
There's another shirt.
What's this shirt do?
That shirt is, it says Bloomington, Indiana on it.
Oh, okay. My mom calls it Bloomies.
Are you still referencing your Friends episode from 8 million years ago?
Dude, yep. When that fucking thing got on Netflix, my Twitter feed all day long is a picture of me from Friends and the caption, "You were on Friends?"
I
it's
was
constant. Like, people won't shut up about it, so that's why it's back.
I didn't know you were on Friends, and I started watching it on Netflix at night when I get stoned, and then out of nowhere, you were on Friends. Which yeah, was
it
like
really blows people's minds.
It was a very confusing sort of how much pot did I make this happen?
And of course, you guys, Sam the Mam Levine.
Oh, thank you.
AKA the next Wolverine. It's official.
It's official.
Hugh Jackman is stepping down. There's no other way to turn. Then to bust out little Wolverine.
The claws are out, Doug.
Yeah, you're getting your facial hair ready, just a couple of shaved areas, and you're good.
Yep.
Yeah.
Ready to do this thing. It's been too long, by the way.
Will you promise me that if you make it to the Super Duper Tournament of Championships, that you will show up with a Wolverine beard?
Perhaps. Guys, if I commit to it now, it won't be a surprise.
You know what? It would be to me. What'd you bring for the bag, Sam?
Oh, I brought some great DVDs and a book.
Okay.
In no particular order. You got Sarah Silverman's Jesus is Magic.
That's terrific.
Always good.
Good stuff.
You got Cheech and Chong still smoking.
There it is.
I believe the cinematic classic Roadhouse.
Yeah, I can't believe Roadhouse. I might have to keep this one.
Yeah. I don't blame you, Doug.
Yeah, you know, it works.
Why were you rubbing it against your
nipple? They've got the... It's just a sexy-ass movie. Remember the scene where a fight breaks out because the guy's like, can I touch your titties for $50?
Yeah.
Then he touches them and then puts the money back in his wallet or something. And then they all start punching each other. It's crazy. The double deuce is right here on the cover. You know why it's called that?
Why is that?
Because nobody gives two shits about that place. And what is this book?
Ah, see, here's the thing. Sometimes in your travels as an actor, people just give you things hoping you'll read them.
Now it's your responsibility.
And now I bequeath that honor to whomever gets this bag. It is a charming novel about Nazi Germany and I think a Jewish girl who maybe dates a Nazi soldier. I don't know. It's called Through Maria's Eyes. And if you win it, I invite you to let me know how far you got into actually
How far you
it.
Got into the parking lot before you threw it in the garbage.
Yep.
It sounds like a real Nazi Germany Romeo and Juliet story.
Yeah.
To escape the Nazis, she became someone else.
Oh.
What if she dressed up like
Nazi.
Hitler?
I'm actually, yeah, I think she became a Nazi.
You know what? On second thought, give me that thing back. Now I'm into it.
That sounds like how everyone escaped the Nazis. They just pretended they weren't Jewish.
Did you just pull out the bottom of the bag, hoping it was
also
another prize?
Also in the bag, the bottom of the bag. We've got a nice bag bottom for you. All of that.
The bag ass.
All of that is going to... It's two bags, essentially, of amazing stuff for your garage and compost heap. Oh, and also, I'm not going to throw these into the audience because we got other things to do today, but somebody brought a whole bag of frosted mini donuts, and I'm going to put them in the prize bag, too. So all of that's going to be somebody's at the end of today's Super Tournament of Championships. It's been a long time in the making, but at the end of this performance today, at the end of this competition, one of you gentlemen is moving on to the Super Duper Tournament.
How is it the final thing if someone's moving on?
It's the final round of the Super Tournament of Championships.
But then once you do the Super Duper, doesn't
Super
it start
Duper
all
is
over
just
again?
One event. Yeah, right. It's just one thing. It'll be one of you guys against Matt Myra and John Hamm. Right.
That's going to be at the Hollywood Bowl?
I think so. I heard they had it open on Christmas Day. We might be able to, we might be able to jump in there. We might be able to hop the fences and do a show. That's going to come up whenever John Hamm and Matt Myra and whoever wins today are available.
Meaning whenever John Hamm is available.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
You're a busy boy. You're all busy boys.
I suppose if you guys really want to hear that round, everyone should root for me. My schedule's wide open.
I don't think who people root for today is really going to affect the outcome of the match.
I get a lot of strength from the audience.
All right. Well, I thought it would be fun. Let's not.
I don't.
Well, I thought it'd be interesting to not let the listeners know, but just by a show of hands, who we're rooting for today. If you could only pick one person, raise your hand if that one person is Scott.
Ooh.
I could see some hands. Not going to say how many.
Hey, cool up.
Jeff, who's rooting for Jeff? Okay, I said hands, and you did it with your mouth.
There's a few.
And maybe she has mouths on her hands. Have you ever thought about that?
I just want to point out that everyone sitting behind the lights had their hands up. Like, there was, like, a lot of people.
I know. It's funny that I'm acting like I could count the hands, and half the crowd is in the dark. And but Sam, how many people are into Sam? I think some of you voted twice, but that's cool.
And
it's nicely rounded
hands,
out.
How many people did not raise their hands at all for any of that?
Oh.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought.
The front row is terrified of you guys. They don't know who to vote for. They can't pick sides this close. But let's go ahead and, jump right to the game because we're going to play Leonard Maltin game to 5 points.
Woo!
First person to 5 points. So let's get our name tag sorted. Gentlemen, pick out the name tag that speaks to you.
Yep.
And there he goes. Frasier Sucks might have been the clarion call that Jeff needed. There's no commercials in this episode because you paid $2 to see it, so we have to suffer through the name tag choosing process. Jeff Tate got his fast. There's a leg lamp over there from Christmas Story. Scott picked a front row. I'll just take that. And all right. Well, good job, everybody. You all brought name tags, which I appreciate. What do you got there, Scott? Who are you playing for?
I got a gigantic Lego thing that is your name on it, or is it? Your name actually is Derek, and it's a building, and it's the Derek Zoolander Center for Kids Who Can't Read Good. It took Derek 4 hours to build, he said, which seems light.
I love that people are pitching their name tags with a story, you know, like, this cost $4.
Or, well,
this ruined my Saturday.
Yeah, what day did you do this?
Yesterday.
Okay, so a Saturday.
Yeah.
Late at night, in the afternoon, early morning?
Throughout the day.
So not 4 hours consecutively, but one here, one there, one... You need to take a nap. All right. Looks like hard work.
Have you ever built a whole building, Scott? You have to take a nap halfway through.
I didn't know what you were talking about at first, and that question was the weirdest question anyone's ever asked me.
You're holding a building.
I know. I didn't relate it to back to this.
So your name is Derek.
Yes.
Good job. Who are you playing there for, Jeff?
I'm playing for Kelsey, and she said Frasier sucks, and so that's my siren.
That must
call.
Be tough for her to say with a name like Kelsey.
Nope, that's me and her right there, and then down here is the other Jeff Tate and Kelsey Grammer's dumb face. And it's a suck at name stealers, right? These two jerks stole names. Also, it took her a whole week, and her husband left her. So, it had a real good backstory, probably a little better than this Lego thing Scott has. This cost $8.
All right.
If I lose, by the way, Derek, I'm smashing this. Is that all right?
Oh. Let's put it in the middle of Sunset Boulevard. That's bad. That'd be dangerous.
That's what she said. Let's put it in the middle of Sunset Boulevard. It's funny to say that's what she said about something that sounds like it could be a euphemism, but isn't.
That's what she said.
Beating up my own game. The Sam Levine story. After tonight.
It's true. It's true.
That's a little trash talk.
I know. I welcome the trash talk. You know I do.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, another name that Sam could use for his biography is Boxed Out.
That's right.
Because he doesn't like being boxed out.
Boxed out.
Letter
the mathematical
ball,
right? Elimination.
Who are you playing for?
I'm playing for Brian, who has handed over to me what is actually probably worth a good deal of money. It's an original Wolverine action figure from the early 90s in the box.
Wow.
Yeah. It says Sam the Man, a.k.a. Lil Wolverine, and then in a little speech bubble from Wolverine, it says, "Don't worry, Brian, I'll save you." And for some reason, he has that voice.
"Hi, I'm Wolverine."
Yeah. Is that Mighty Mouse I did?
No, that's not even Mighty Mouse.
No.
You should... Snicked.
Is that the voice you're going to use when you audition to replace Wolverine?
Oh, no, I already got the part.
When his claws come out, it's like, shing!
Yeah. Yeah. I already got the gig. They're going to fire me, though, on day one.
That's what she said, right?
We just did an episode where, for some reason, everybody got into saying that's what she said over and over again. So it'd be funny that if people were listening to this one going, oh, really? This again? But now you guys know.
Is that you subtly trying to direct us into not doing it?
Or just, yeah. Or
it
or
makes me want to do it way
you know.
More
I know
right
it makes
now.
You want to
and
do
that
it.
Is what she said.
All right, so Sam's play for Brian. We're going to play till 5 points, like I said. If we get to a three-way tie at four, we're going to do a round of asparagus pee.
That's what she said.
You'll find out about that, Scott, when the time comes. But somebody wrote to me on Twitter that they thought it was called asparagus pee because...
Here we go. Put on a pot of coffee.
Because when somebody pees and they've eaten asparagus, everybody knows what it is, what happened. Yeah, that's what somebody suggested. I was like, well, that's one way to look at it. I just did it because the guy who suggested his name is Asparagus Pee. On Twitter. All right. Let me get my phone out. And, oh, really quickly, what was the last movie you saw, Sam?
Oh, I saw The Jurassic World.
And?
Two thumbs up. It's a popcorn movie, and it's super fun. And if you go in expecting anything more than that, that shit's on you.
But, for instance, Guardians of the Galaxy is way better, right?
I mean, you're asking me to compare.
I just was shocked at how not amusing Jurassic World was. It was pretty lacking in humor.
I mean, how funny was the first one?
I don't think they all need to be a laugh riot. The first one was like, holy shit, they made this movie about a place with dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Like, they had the premise, so they, you know, got to be first with that.
Yeah.
Now we're a little over it. The movie's even over it. They're acting like, nothing much happened.
I don't know.
They forget about parts
true.
2 and 3 completely.
Yeah.
And then this one has the biggest body count of them all. So on that score, I say bravo.
Can I tell you something? I was discussing this with my girlfriend last night, and we figured out that the reason they were able to be like, no, we should still have Jurassic World is, if you actually think about the first movie, the only reason there was a problem at all is because Newman, Wayne Knight, fucked them over, and then the horrible bad weather made everything crazier. If he hadn't tried to scam them out of the dinosaur embryos and like shut down part of the park, it would have been fine.
That's the whole point of the movie, is that shit like that is going to happen. That is nature.
Yeah, one way or the other, no, it's going to happen.
The problem with Jurassic Park isn't the dinosaurs got out.
Did you see it?
Yeah, it's that Hammond hired the wrong guy. He just needs a better vetting process. That's all.
That's a good point. Those dinosaurs were totally fine if Newman wasn't around.
Yeah.
This one kind of doesn't have villains, you know, and they even kind of want to have it both ways with the raptors. It's a really, it's weird.
Vincent D'Onofrio,
you don't know who to
villain.
Root for. He's a villain, but he really is terrible at stopping it. You know, he doesn't hurt anything but himself. You know, like, he doesn't really shut down their plans or anything.
This is chock full of spoilers, by the way, guys. You're all sorry.
Also, $200 million the first weekend. If you haven't seen it, what were you doing making this?
That's what she said. Referring to his boner.
Vincent D'Onofrio also like had some good points. Right? Like he had some, like, some of
that
his ideas were
that was silly
okay.
thing number one to me, that they have to make a version where it's like they watched Avatar and came up with this, let's start breathing to dinosaurs to fight our wars for us. Like, robots and drones are going to do that pretty good. We don't need something that could, you know, get ideas of its own.
Well,
is that what Avatar was about?
Well, it had that whole military angle to it.
Bonus points for our comedy pals, Lauren Lapkus, Jake Johnson, and Eric Edelstein, all being in the movie.
They were like in a different movie.
Yeah.
Like, they had some pretty funny stuff. Yeah. But it was a weird movie. I liked it, though.
Very good.
Just didn't love it.
That Tyrannosaurus is taking improv classes also, so... there's four of our comedy brethren in that. The three Sam mentioned and that the Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Each time you talk, I don't realize it has to do with the last thing someone said, and I'm constantly confused.
So wait, is that... Well, I mean, I'm in those
classes.
I just thought you were saying
Jeff.
That. I was like, okay.
So if that's happening, whose fault is it?
Mine. I'm just saying it's mine. It's definitely mine. I'm just enjoying it a lot because my circuit is way back to the premise. Hello, everyone. Enjoying yourselves?
it's comfy in here. So to determine who goes first in today's championship event, we are going to do some lines with Mark. He's not... Don't get too excited. He's not here. I don't know how to break that to you guys other than just coming out right out with it.
He's a huge movie star, okay?
But he's busy. He's busy promoting Ted 2.
Well, he's recording Ted 3, according to Entourage.
I saw...
Which is set in the future, I guess?
I guess so, yeah. Or it's just... That's how big Ted 2 is going to be.
So it's science fiction, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's about a talking teddy bear, Scott. It was science fiction the first time.
Oh, you're talking about Ted. Oh, okay.
Should I start saying things like, in regards to what you just said?
Referring back to the first point.
Are these the Ted Talks I keep hearing so much about?
Yeah!
whoever approves like billboards in cities or throughout the country that just does not understand that the billboard is a teddy bear jerking off. They don't even get what? The joke. There's no way that they even know that's what's happening on that billboard.
No.
The people that approve that.
That's
like if you ran that by a PTA or something. How about if we have him jerking off on the billboard, that cute little teddy bear?
I did not know that's what was happening in that poster. Like, his back is to you.
The tagline is, he's coming again.
Yeah. Ted is coming.
Oh, fuck.
Again.
All right. Okay. No.
That's what she said?
Yeah. All right, so...
let's do a line. Mark is... graciously pre-recorded it for us.
You guys want to do some lines?
Yes.
Yes, please.
No. All right, listen up, people. Our fugitive has been on the run for...
Fugitive! U.S. Marshals.
I think Scott was the first one to really say it.
Sure.
I think Sam just made a noise.
Guys, the fugitive! I wasn't sure if it's a thing where you ring in by saying your own name and then you say...
I should have been clear about that, but it's kind of fun that I wasn't. Because that means Scott gets to go first in this Leonard Maltin game. But Sam can go second.
That's fine. I'll go anywhere you want.
I have a
quick question.
Yes.
Do they call this place Meltdown because there's no air conditioning?
Weirdly, yes.
Yeah, it was a strange way for that name to come together.
Why did you just say that?
I just like to say weirdly yes.
That's what she said. My wife.
So Scott gets to pick the first category, and then we'll go to Sam, and then to Jeff, and you get to choose between at ZS Kessler on Twitter suggested Ex Machina, and that's a movie where a robot dies.
Because are robots truly alive? I mean...
Right, so then you might not want to pick this category because it might be Fuse too me, existential yeah. for
okay.
you.
I might start to smoke and hiss and blow up.
At Henitals, instead of genitals, it's Henitals, suggested The Walking Dad. And The Walking Dad is movies where Christopher Walken is a dad. And... at J.R. Holther suggested Jurassic World, very topical name for a category, and that's movies...
In what manner?
There's a film we were just discussing. Have you seen it, Scott?
I did see it.
And what'd you think?
You know, I don't really like popcorn films necessarily. I mean, do I eat popcorn? Yes. Did I... eat it while I was watching Jurassic World, an exceptional movie that I loved and is probably my favorite movie of all time? Yes.
Favorite of all time?
I loved it a lot.
That's what she said.
No, yeah.
That actually works.
I thought, well, it's going to work occasionally. Yeah, we've done it 40 times already. That's what she said!
That's what she said! Repeat listening does not pay off.
Jurassic World, that's movies where a senior citizen from the cast won a Golden Globe. Jurassic World. Yeah.
Won a Golden Globe
making
for
fun
that
of old
role?
People, making fun of them for
just,
being old.
Just
yeah,
in
yeah.
general?
For that movie.
For that role.
Yeah, that role in that movie. Which one of those do you like, Scott?
I'll go for The Walking Dad.
All right. You want a movie where Christopher Walken was a dad from 2002 or 2007?
I will say 2002.
Okay. 3 stars from Leonard. He says about this movie that it's brightly told. And, but it has no resonance.
Residents?
Yes. No Leonard could not figure out where this movie lives.
It's transient. Like how Elaine Boozler won't stop talking about living in her car in the 80s. That's what she said.
Good.
It has no resonance. Resonance.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm. Also based on a book. And Leonard lists nine names. How many names can you get it in? Christopher Walken is a dad.
He's a dad.
I'll give you one more clue. He's not a ghost. Shit.
You know, I can name that in eight names.
This is 8 out of 9, Sam.
-3.
Hang on. Hang on to your hats and glasses. Son of a bitch.
What tipped you off? The resonance clue?
No, it was that he's not a ghost dad.
That did give it a lot away, I think.
Man, what if it was when I brought up Elaine Boozler?
Alright, Jeff. Sam is out of the gate strong.
I really wonder what I'm about to do here. It could be...
That's what she said!
It's a new game. That's what she said, races.
Our fugitive has been on the loose for 59 minutes. That's what she said.
Every outhouse and doghouse. I'm going to say, name that movie.
All right. The name of the picture is Catch Me If You Can, starring...
That's what she said.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare fake it.
No, this is a... Dude, it's a 50-50 on the first two, and you know it. The third one's Chris Walken, and I'm going to say the first one is... Hanks DiCaprio Walken.
What?
That is incorrect. Yeah.
Is it wedding?
I think Leo DiCaprio's too... He's too big at that point
in
to
92.
Not give him top.
They're in the same
it's
order as the title as well. In the title.
Catch me if you
right. can. Yeah. But DiCaprio, Hanks, and Walken.
Yep.
And I love that movie. Leonard
me
only
too.
Gave it 3 stars. I think that's also a misleading
well,
clue.
Well, Doug, it has no resonance, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's because the guy is running around all over and the other guy's trying to catch him. They don't live anywhere, Scott.
Good point.
He
good
still
point.
Thinks you're saying that other word.
That's what she said.
All right, so that means Jeff Tate's on the board with 1 point.
Jeff.
The important part of that.
Didn't realize we could take out our phones, but interesting.
Who's got their phone?
Nothing.
What were you doing with your phone?
Nothing.
Okay.
I hate to be a snitch,
listen,
but...
No, listen, man, my brother's back home, and I got
say
a point.
No more.
I just texted him, I got a point, and I'm just trying to keep him up to date, right? Sam went -3, big dumb idiot. I told him to name it. I got a point. Scott's got a cool, that's what she said joke. Like, I'm just trying to keep him up to date.
Hey, I appreciate that. Thank you.
I can't believe I thought the movie was Deer Hunter.
Deer Hunter. Today,
that's like a,
you're my favorite kind of green.
That's like a Nicholas Sparks movie. Dear Hunter, why'd you move away? I hope we meet again in 40 years. Don't be ugly.
We're going to start again with you, Scott, and then move to Jeff and Sam, and you get to choose between at Michael Herod on Twitter suggested Ghostbusters. And that's movies in which Patrick Swayze is arrested. The next one is Secret Gai Jin on Twitter. I think that's how you pronounce it. G-A-I-J-I-N. Suggested Matthew McConaughey. And that's Matthew McConaughey movies that made over $100 million at the domestic box office. And the Jack Lee suggested A Streetcar Named Retire. We're really fucking hitting the old people today. My biggest demographic. podcasters are old, you guys. Last movies. So this is some actor or actress's last movie. Streetcar Named Retire. Which one of those do you want to do, Scott?
Matthew McConaughey.
Okay. You got three options because he's at least three or more movies he's done have made over $100 million.
Wow.
Would you like 1996, 2003, or 2008?
I would like 2003.
Two stars from Leonard. He says this movie, there's barely an honest moment in the film. And it
but
doesn't,
two stars.
And it, two stars. And it doesn't have to go on quite as long as it does. And then he lists on this Matthew McConaughey over $100 million movie from 2003. He lists 1, 2, 3, 4, 7, 12 names. 12 names total. Scott, how many can you get it in? Jeff, get ready. Sam, how's it going?
It's all right, Doug. You know, I think I'll say 12.
Okay.
11.
-8. Sam, what's your real wager? Can I guess what you're going to wager?
Sure.
Negative two names.
Incorrect.
What's your wager?
What did you bid? 10?
I bet 11. Yeah.
11?
11. 12, 11. Ten, now you.
10's on the table, Sam.
I'm going to say 9.
9? Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Someone's got a problem with the number 10.
Someone's not wearing that hat in that bag. Scott?
I feel like I know it. But do I want to be a stupid show-off? Pride cometh before a fall.
That's what she said.
Thank you. It had cometh in it, so I figured.
We're really working out a routine here.
Yeah, I know. Let's take this on the road.
That's what she said.
She said that a lot earlier, too.
I'm gonna go.
Why are you? Stop it.
I'll go 8.
Huh? 8?
Yeah, I'll go.
Okay,
8.
He says 8.
7.
That was faster. I like that.
Name it.
He gets 7 names.
Yep.
All right. Here's your 7 names, buddy. Lillian Montavici. Yeah. Celia Weston. Annie Parlis. Thomas Lennon. Catherine Hahn. Robert Klein. And B.B. Newworth. Are your 7 names.
I thought you were going to say B.B. King.
And the late B.B. King.
From 2002?
3.
2000. Oh, shit.
Were you clocking B.B. in 2002?
Oh, yeah.
McConaughey made over 100 mil. What's it called, Jeff?
In 2002.
3!
But it was filmed in 2002,
you
Doug.
You saw a test screening in 2002.
Just guess.
Is it called The Ghosts of Girlfriends Past?
No. Not a bad guess. That's what movie did like many years after this one.
Is it How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days?
What's that?
Is it Failure to
Launch? How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
That's
yeah,
I thought,
yeah.
But I wasn't 100%.
Yeah, wait, that's not the one I said?
No, they're all one movie in reality, Jeff.
Is that the movie
The
where...
one you said had a lot of different words in the title. I don't think any of them matched up at all.
But we're talking about the movie where he lived with his parents and they made that
That's Failure to Launch, bro. Oh. Hold on.
Is this the movie where Samuel Jackson kills them two dudes?
Yes.
And yes, they deserve to die.
Yes.
I hope they burn in hell.
Yes.
Sam Levine is on the board with a point. Woo! And
I'm very close to smashing this.
Oh man, that's a real Zoolander move.
Yeah. Scott gets to start us off again.
Love it.
This time we'll go to
controlling this game.
Yeah, you are. Bemopolis on Twitter suggested Ford Pinto, and that's Harrison Ford movies that Leonard called a bomb. Because those Ford Pintos blew up, you guys.
It's movies that star Harrison Ford or a bean.
Yeah. But here's an interesting pre-clue for this category, Scott. Leonard Maltin has only given one movie.
Like Mr. Bean? Would that... Or Moneyball? Would that... Because his name is Billy Bean? Never mind.
Leonard Maltin has only given one movie that Harrison Ford is in, The Bomb Designation, which is a pretty good career to never get the bomb. I don't think he got any 4 stars either, but let's not get into that. We don't want Harrison Ford to crash into this building.
Empire Strikes Back was probably 4 stars.
We're talking about he was an adult man when he watched that movie.
No pre-guessing. Could be Empire Strikes Back, guys.
Yeah, he could have gotten bombed in one of the Star Wars movies. Yeah. All right. Loki underscore hates underscore you suggested Age of Old Tron, which is...
Bruce Boxleitner movies? No.
It's films from the year the old Tron came out, 1982. Wow. Movies from 1982. And then Ghetto Milkshake suggested The World According to ARF. And that's...
Tim...
Huh?
Tim Allen movies?
No. I love that you like to guess what they are, but it's movies narrated by a dog.
Narrated
by a dog, yes. The World According to ARF.
Narrated by a dog.
Narrated. All right, I'll be more specific. Narrated by a person pretending to be a dog.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. I was going to say...
Which one of those would you like to do?
I'll go with The Age of Ultron.
Okay, these are movies from 1982.
Do I get to choose a year?
Would you like 1982 or 1982?
The former.
Okay. 2.5 stars from Leonard for this movie from 1982. He says the movie is about two misfits. He says that this movie won an Oscar. Looks like it won at least two Oscars. And he also says this movie.
Does he say it like that? Like, whoa, looks like it won 2 Oscars.
Yeah,
like
that's
he's
a direct
up
quote.
The info.
That's a direct quote from him. Yeah, it looks like it won 2 Oscars. I don't know why that was his voice. And
I'm Wolverine.
Virtually.
Guys, Wolverine here?
Virtually. I should have always done the this is Leonard saying these things, so I'll say it in his voice. Virtually every plot point is telegraphed ahead of time. And he
like
lists.
Like literally telegraphed? Or
he lists, yes, it's sent to you at your seat for one of the nicer theaters. It's, 10 names. 10 names, Scott.
How many? I'm going to say 8.
Says 8 names. Sam's next, right?
Uh-huh. She made fart.
That's what she said.
Mouth fart.
From her pussy. You guys.
Yeah, don't be crass, you guys.
Come on. Those don't smell. I apologize.
Withdrawn.
I'm going to say Scott Aukerman named that movie.
What?
That's right. I said right. that.
He gets
I said
8
those
names?
Words. Yeah, gets 8
names
out of
10. In 82.
Oh, shit. This game's
oh, man,
never
I just got end. Boxed out. That's what she said.
Right? Yeah. Fucking. All right. It destroys you from the inside.
Yes.
All right, so 8 out of 10. Won some Oscars.
It's about a couple of misfits from what I understand. Mm-hmm.
And virtually every plot point is telegraphed ahead of time. Mm-hmm. And your 8 out of 10 names are David Caruso, Grace Zabriskie, Victor French, Lisa Auerbacher, Lisa Blount, Robert Loggia, Louis Gossett Jr., and David Keith.
Wow.
Are all in that movie from 1982.
An officer and a gentleman?
Love lift us up where we belong.
Down, bow, bow.
Where the eagles fly. And the catfish swim.
Oh, wait, what?
That movie
Someone is literally holding her ears. The reviews are in.
That movie was narrated by a dog? Scott Aukerman's on the board with 1 point.
Smash yet.
Finally, the power shifts.
Caruso was in that.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Caruso, very lowly billed Caruso. Yeah. And, the top two people, of course, were Richard Gere and
Deborah Wingman.
Yes. She invented that phrase and that activity.
Look, I got a weird idea here. What if I were to go to bars with you and tell women about how great you were?
Listen, Winger, if you did that, I'd call you my wingman. Then she got cancer. She got cancer and died, though.
Oh.
Yeah. Is that why I'm still single? Because Deborah Winger's dead? And I can't get any help at the bars from her as the... Do none of you know what I'm... Did you all get fucking Aukerman
Y'all got
disease?
Aukerman disease. Oh, hey. Jinx.
Hey, settle down.
Now
hey,
we jinx. Say things at the same time.
Now this says things. The same time.
Different times.
All right, so we're playing to 2 points now. No, this is quite a competition. We got a 3-way tie. It's almost like nothing's happened yet. We're starting over, you guys. But Jeff gets to start us off, and then go to Sam. And C_Mattel suggested Sour Diesel, which, of course, is a wonderful strain, but it's also...
Where Vin Diesel movies where he frowns.
Because Leonard Maltin gave it 2 stars or less. So Vinny D, 2 stars or less. And then Bro Jammer Josh suggested Going Clear, and that's a movie that has an invisible character in it.
But not Ghost Dad?
No. Wait, you tricked me. But he's kind of visible. He's a ghost.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay. But he's invisible to the people, right? Unless he chooses to make himself visible?
No, he's just kind of an apparition or kind of a...
Sure, but he's
kind
not
of a
corporeal.
Tupac hologram kind of thing.
Okay.
Yeah, he was ahead of his time in many ways.
We know what you mean.
I think he invented the roofie. All right, so me, B, Tommy B suggested, I said good day. What do you think that is, Scott? I said good day.
Fez.
Okay.
From that 70s show is in the movie.
No.
Ice, so Vanilla Ice movies, like That's My Boy.
Oh, I said good day?
Yeah. No? Okay.
No, it's I Said Good Day, Daniel Day-Lewis, the movies that Leonard gave 3 stars or more, because that was a good day. He didn't have to use his AK. Which one of those would you like to play?
All of these
sentences
rhyme.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Jeff. Sorry, Jeff.
Fuck.
Which one do you like?
There was a lot of business about Daniel Day-Lewis, and I forgot the other two.
Invisible character.
There's
or Vinny
Diesel.
Vin Diesel.
Okay. Would you like a Vin Diesel movie that got 2 stars or less from Leonard from 2005 or 2008?
Don't be nervous. You're doing great, man.
2000?
People love you.
2005?
2005.
That's the one we're going to do. 2 stars from Leonard for this 2005 movie. That he says has a rugged Navy SEAL in it, and
what?
Yeah, and he says it also has some sweet moments, and then he lists 11 names.
But he gave it a bad review?
Yeah, because there's some other words in there that aren't kind.
Oh, okay.
But two stars.
Rugged. Does he use the C word? The kindest adjective in the whole review. Rugged.
It's describing one character.
All right, negative one.
All right. What are you going to do about that, Sam?
I'm also going to say negative one, but I'm going to describe the plot in its entirety without actually being able to name the other person this movie.
I already said negative one.
Yeah, but I'm going to do that then a little something
extra. He's trying to throw in that little extra stuff that I will not accept.
Yeah.
It's a joke. So what are you going to do, Sam? Are you going to just hope that Jeff's wrong or try to go deeper? So three-way tie, that's what she said! That's what she said! That's what she said!
From now on, we have to do it like a bird.
Okay.
Okay.
That'll make it extra pleasant.
Okay, great.
On the listener's ears. Okay. What are you doing, Sam?
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
That's what she said! All right, I won't do the thing that I despise. Go ahead, Jeff. Take the point. Name it.
All right, he says name it, Jeff.
Oh, I'm not for sure I know it.
Right, but...
I'm going to do the thing Sam hates. But I'm going to get it wrong after I go, I don't know for sure if I know this. Is it Vin Diesel and the pacifier?
That's correct!
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah, Doug, who's number two in that?
How could I have...
Number two is the great Lauren Graham.
Lauren Graham.
Yeah, but who remembers her when it's
Lauren
Diesel and some kids?
But I was like, I know it's not Lauren Holly.
Yeah.
I know it's not.
I thought it was Lauren Michaels.
Do you really want to pacify these people?
Now Jeff has 2 points, and we're going back to Scott to start us off.
I assume that's the plot of the film.
One of these days.
He's a pacifist in the movie. Okay, Scott gets to pick, and then we go to Sam, and Scott gets to choose between. Bucket of Manus suggested Passenger 57, and that's movies with Josh Hartnett or Wesley Snipes or both. What? Eric R. Stevens suggested 588-2300.
Empire!
Actors from the TV show Empire.
Movies where someone orders carpet off the telephone.
No. And H. Calais suggested Mount Cushmore, which is my personal Mount Cushmore that I achieved this very year. I've made love to all of these gentlemen. The films of Snoop Dogg, Willie Nelson, Cheech, and Chong. It's my Mount Cushmore. Which one of those would you like to play,
Just because I want to sing it again, could we do...
Uh-huh. 588-2300 Empire!
Today.
Today. Not later.
That's right.
2006. Wait.
I thought this episode wasn't going to have any commercials.
Five, excuse me. We're slipping them in now. It's really clever.
Well, whatever you say, man.
Empire was like, man, there's a lot of podcast listeners with dirty carpets.
That's their demographic, people with dirty carpet.
Yeah, they sell carpet.
They're carpet cleaners, aren't they?
Well, sure.
Yeah. 2005 is the year. 2005. This movie has at least one person from Empire in it.
I don't get to choose, though.
Huh?
I don't get to choose.
No choice in the years. Okay. This movie is potent, according to Leonard. He says that the leading performer has a commanding presence from the film's opening to the final shot. That's kind of a spoiler, Leonard. And then he lists nine names.
Nine names.
He says nine names, Sam.
Eight names.
Jeff.
Seven.
Jeff says seven. Scott Aukerman.
Who's doing that?
What?
How many?
Oh, it's Doug.
How many?
It's Doug.
How many?
All right.
How many?
Doug.
How many? Tell us. Do it.
I just read about it today.
Oh.
I can't remember that. I'm blanking on the title. Shit. Oh, wait.
Okay, seven names.
Seven.
Sam? No, it's... Hang on. Huh? Seven's been bid.
Oh,
six.
It's season six.
Let's see if you can conjure it, Scott. Name that movie.
Oh, he's going to do some conjuring.
Here we go.
Here's your six names.
What if it's The Conjuring?
Your six names are Ludacris. I mean, I'm telling you, these are the most ridiculous names
I know.
You're ever going to hear.
Taraj.
Isaac Hayes. DJ Qualls. Elise Neal. Paula Jai Parker. Taraji P. Henson. Those are your six names from this film from 2005. It is called...
That's Scott's heart, people.
It's called... Sam Gets a Point.
It's fucking... Hard
you
out
can
here
do it.
For a pimp, right?
That's what she said.
Oh. That's true.
Fucking, I can't remember. What is it?
Hustle and Flow. Hustle and fucking Flow. And Terrence Howard's
Terrence
in
Howard
it
is
as
with
well.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I was literally reading about it 2 hours ago on a plane.
You were reading about the movie
Hustle and Flow?
I was. How long?
You know,
was
Hustle
that
and Flow magazine, it's got a lot of job opportunities, a lot of stuff about how to deal with your period.
I can't wait for the sequel, Hustle and Heavy Flow.
Sam.
That's disgusting.
Hashtag Heavy Flow.
This is a family podcast.
Sam, in every possible way. Sam is now has 2 points.
Woo!
Congratulations, Sam.
Thank you.
That's like the worst meltdown in the history of this game. Someone literally reading about an interview with both of them where they mention, oh yeah, remember when we were in Hustle and Flow together?
You don't.
Nope. And I made the mental note to myself, oh yeah, those guys were in Hustle and Flow together.
Literally. Weird, right?
Yeah. Wait, did you just have a meltdown at the meltdown? All right, I'm on.
That's what she said!
Oh. Sorry,
Jeff
didn't do it like a bird.
Gets to pick the next category, and then we're off to the world of Sam Levine. Sorry, Scott. Andrew Smith suggested Miscavige of Justice. And that's movies that have actors who are Scientologists in courtroom scenes.
What the... All right, okay.
K80 Freeman, the number 80 Freeman, suggests S. Epitatha Merkerson. S. Epitatha Merkerson, and it's movies where S. Epitatha Merkerson dies.
But like fictionally in the movie, right?
Nope, it's movies where she died during production.
The
and
Crow.
She came back to life.
She's the lady who died in The Crow, right?
She's just a hologram on Law and Order now. And at J Boogie Down suggested The Toxic Avenger, and that's Robert Downey Jr. movies that Leonard gave 2 stars or less. And there's quite a few of those.
Oh,
which one would you like to play, Jeff?
I think I want to play the first one because I don't know S. Epitatha Merkerson.
Okay.
And don't, I mean, unless you're her, fuck you.
She's right here, Jeff.
She's he left her
right
out of that,
behind
he
you.
Said,
it was
you're...
my understanding you're dead.
Would you like a movie with a Scientologist in it from 1992 or 1998?
1998.
All right. 3.5 stars from Leonard for this movie where there's courtroom scenes involving a Scientologist. He says this movie is about a slick character. And he also says it's, I'll give you 2 more clues. It's based on a true story. And
This is a fantastic clue. Kathy Bates appears unbilled and clothed, I'll even add. And Leonard lists, looks like 12 names.
Looks like 12
names.
Negative one.
Jeff, negative two.
Kate with negative one, then Sam with negative two. We've got someone here as a motherfucker.
Why don't you name that movie?
All right. He's asking Sam to do it. I feel strongly about Sam here.
A civil action starring John Travolta and Robert Duvall.
All correct.
Could I remember Duvall with Sam?
All right, Sam's
that
now
action,
in the
you
lead.
Know, the irony of that movie is that the actions of the characters were not that civil.
No.
It's interesting.
No,
I mean, it's just interesting when you think about things like that. You know what I mean? It's like
yeah.
Oh, I got your book.
Maybe you'll find these categories interesting.
that's what she said.
Who gets this? Who did what just now?
I told Sam to name it.
Yeah. So we start with Jeff and then go to Scott, and Jeff gets to choose between Urinus, which is movies that have a scene of public urination. Cocktail. This is a we might get picked today because of where we are.
More public urination.
No. That's, no. It's movies with drinks named after them at the bar at the Arclight in Hollywood. Yeah, it's fun category. And Valentine's Dre, which of course is romantic movies that have a hip-hop artist in them.
The first one.
You like Urinus.
Sure, yeah.
Public urination. Oh. The year is, let's call it 1999.
Hey, why not? You know?
It's why do we have to be specific? Let's just call it that. 2.5 stars from Leonard. He says, what's the matter?
sounded like your mic didn't work.
Oh, really? Yeah. He says that it's, You know what? I'm going to give
Leonard,
you no clues on this one.
It's, okay.
It's tough. Let me, wait. Utterly contrived. And then the ending is too silly for words.
Okay, negative one.
Name
and
it.
And he lists go. Zero names.
Go,
no.
Go
he
to
lists
Scott. Scott, go negative two. I won't make you name it.
Ten names.
Name it.
And Jeff's
name it.
Jumping
negative
on
one.
Negative one.
Name it.
And then it
Enjoy
goes
yourself.
To Scott, and Sam is boxed out.
Enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
Is it Adam Sandler and Big Daddy?
That's correct.
Wow. You deserve that.
Were you going to go negative three?
Fucking A, I was.
Where do you, is it Cole and Dylan Sprouse?
No way they'd be billed above Joey Lauren Adams and probably Rob Schneider.
Rob Schneider was the fucking Chinese food delivery man. You don't think the kid that's in every scene would be billed higher than Rob Schneider?
It's
no, I don't.
Weird
no.
sometimes
I
because
I
they
what is it?
They just dump them at the bottom because
yeah.
nobody
or like
cares
an
about
introducing
those stupid twins.
Or whatever.
What
yeah.
is it?
Yeah. I got the answer right here. Yeah, of all the names listed, the last name and they're listed as one name is Cole and Dylan Sprouse. Yeah, right after Buscemi.
And what about the top three?
Sandler, Joey Lauren Adams, Rob Schneider.
I'll take. Could I get a half point for that?
Nope. Don't get anything for that. Just satisfaction.
Yep.
Personal
satisfaction. It fills me inside.
I also have a lot of satisfaction from having gotten
on the
point.
Plus side. For the first time all game, I get to pick the next category.
I have satisfaction from my wonderful life and my achievements in my career and my beautiful wife and.
Well, I'm divorced.
I don't have any
have
of your
nothing,
accomplishments
so.
Or wife.
Big Daddy, Adam Sandler, I'm taking that one to
all right,
the
enjoy
grave.
Yourself.
I'm trying.
That'll be your epitaph.
It's been that category's been in the mix for a while, and honestly, like that's the first movie that popped into my head for public urination. And
it's in the poster.
Yeah. They really sold that movie on public urination, and Sam gets to pick. Exciting game, Scott. If you catch up.
Why? What are the points? Let's recap.
It's 3-3-1. Guess which one you are.
I want to smash this thing.
Oh, and you have to lose to smash it?
Yeah.
I've seen people tear up a town when their team wins. You could go either way with it.
I think that's abhorrent when fans do that.
All right, Sam, would you like the other Jeff Tate, and that's movies that have Queensryche on the soundtrack? Nobody ever picks that for obvious reasons. Puff Puff Pass, the films of Emily Blunt that Leonard Maltin gave 2 stars or less. And a tricky one that also has never been picked, First Name Basis. And that's where whatever names you guys decide to hear, I'm only going to read the first names. And of course, if you go negative names, you'll only have to say the first names.
Why is that? Because they're so obvious or what?
No, it's just a weird way to play it.
Okay.
That nobody nobody wants to risk trying it ever, and I don't blame them. Mm-hmm. Which one of those do you want to play, Sam?
The other Jeff Tate.
Holy shit. Would you like the other Jeff Tate movie from 1990 or 1993?
Ugh.
Who's going second? Jeff's going second, right?
No.
No, it's Scott.
It's me. Okay, Scott. What's happening?
I'm thinking, sorry.
That's all right. Hurry
let's
up.
Go 90.
Okay.
Silent really lucidity.
Don't give him any hints. That might be the song the other Jeff Tate is.
I don't know. 1.5 stars from Leonard for this movie.
It has a terrible soundtrack.
Boy. This review, this is a fun way to describe it. This review is about 18 words long.
Okay, I can
give or take.
At the end, he just suggests that it's only for a certain crowd should even bother with this. And I'll give you one more clue that's not going to help. It's 96 minutes long. And,
perfect, thank you. That tips it.
And Leonard lists 14 names. No, wait, I apologize, 13 names.
Wait, do you accept his apology, Sam?
I do.
That's very big of you.
Thank you, Sam, for accepting my apology. May I have another? How many, Sam?
3 names.
Hey, Sam, name that shit.
Holy shit.
That did not work out as I planned.
It's an interesting 3 names.
Okay.
Some of these don't even count as names.
Oh. All right.
7.
It's like we're playing first name basis, whether you like it or not, because the first name is Sheila E. The next name is Tone Loke. And your third name in this movie from 1990 is Ed O'Neill.
Ooh.
Let's do it.
What's it called? What is it, Sam?
I know it's not Wayne's World, because that was 92.
This is going to take forever if you do it this way.
Well, not The Godfather.
It's not Officer.
I'm just trying to think of
gentleman.
Ed O'Neill in like a tiny role from an early, I don't know, The Adventures of Ford Fairlane. I don't know.
Is that your final guess?
Yes.
Is it?
That is correct.
Wow. Thank you very much.
Clay's got what it takes, but this film is clumsy, crude, and immature, just like his character, for rabid Clay fans only. Yeah, so if you're really into Clay, watch this and Ghost.
Oh,
That would have made Ghost a better film if he had just popped up and been like, hey, oh, I thought you said me.
Yeah.
He would have been good in the Whoopi Goldberg role, I think. Sam's got 4 points, Jeff's got 3 points, and Scott's got 1 point. And I got to commend everybody on it's been a good play. Everyone's playing.
You say that like it's over. I still have 4 more points to get.
Yeah, that's true. We got a long way to go and a short time to get there.
Yeah, come on.
Watch old Aukerman run.
Here we go.
So who do we start with this next one? We start off with Jeff and then go to Scott. Yep. And Jeff gets to pick between... this is interesting. Remember the last round we had first name basis?
Yeah.
Now, no. Dave Sustrick suggested first name bassist, and that's movies that have Flea in them.
Yes.
Or.
Already, I know.
Or Go Bananas, that's movies with apes in the title.
Apes in the title.
The letters APES have to be in that order somewhere in the title.
But can it be.
I'll give you an example, Grand Budapest Hotel. Has apes in the title. Yes.
Got it.
And your third option, Jeff, is Fastbatch Cumberbender. That's the films of Michael Fassbender or Benedict Cumberbatch.
The first one. I can never remember.
That's a good way to lead out on this thing. Like, would you like a movie that's got Flea in it from 2002 or 2003? Two or three?
Oh, God damn it. 2003.
All right. Leonard gives this movie 2 stars. It was directed by 2 people. He calls the movie headache-inducing. And... he also calls it unimaginative. And he lists a lot of names. He lists 5, 7, 10, 13, 16 names. Flea might be one of them. How many names can you get it in, Jeff?
16.
Big bid. Scott?
Flea.
You bid Flea?
Yes, I do.
Oh, man, your bid is on Flea.
I'm surprised by the years of these films.
Yeah, why?
I would have thought that they would have been 90s films that he was in. These are interesting
choices. You think
that
Flea had flown by this point?
I'll say 15. Flea-fteen, sorry.
Apology accepted. Sam.
14.
Jeff.
13.
Scott.
Name that.
Oh! All right, here's your 13 names, Jeff.
That's a good bid. That way Sam can't win right now.
LL Cool J. LL Cool J. Flea. Michael Bell. Tress McNeely. Jack Riley. Melanie Chartoff. Tara Strong. Chevy Chase. How many names do you get?
13.
13. Nancy Cartwright, Chrissy Hynde, Bruce Willis, Tim Curry, and Lacey Chabert.
What the fuck?
What's it called? What's it called, Jeff?
Hold on. Hold up.
Hold up.
Give me some sort of sign that you think you might actually know the answer.
I kind of, like, I vaguely, it's one of those fucking...
Is it Ed Vagley Jr.?
Yeah. It's what, like New York Stories or something?
No.
Sidewalks of New York?
No, sorry.
Is it Oliver and Company?
No, you lose. But you switched it to a cartoon, which is good, because that's sort of the direction it's going in. This is called Rugrats Go Wild. So Scott gets a point.
Let's do it.
And they're really going to step in it the next time somebody picks this category. Because he's done some voiceover work in movies that no adult should know about.
You can also smash it if you win.
Oh, the guy really? Just volunteered that Scott can smash it either way, win or lose.
So
I'd be happier if you smash it winning.
He wants you to win. Yeah, he wants the prize bag, and then he wants you to smash
it. What incentive do I have to smash it if to win if I can do it if I win or lose?
I think you should smash it. More than that.
That's such a good point. We're gonna move on very quickly. I'm very excited about potentially finishing this thing on time. And we're going to go with who challenged who that last time?
Starts with me and goes to Scott.
I challenged
Sam. Sam picks, yeah. And then we go to Scott.
No, we go to Jeff.
Because you challenged it.
I won.
Jeff.
But I won.
But you challenged it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I can never figure out your stupid game.
It's too bad people don't go this far in the Olympics and say stuff like that.
Hey, would have loved to have gotten the gold, but I can never figure out your stupid game.
I don't get your stupid, stupid game.
So I just throw this thing as far as I can? Right, that's my, if I was in the Olympics.
Yeah, I get it. Right. I get what you were doing. I just got a little Scott disease in me for a second there. Couldn't follow what was happening because you were holding a water bottle. I was like, why do you need to throw that as far as you can? And Sam gets to pick between Martin Scorsese, and that's Martin Scorsese movies without an R rating, or an R in his name. One Fine Day, the films of Rafe or Joseph Fine, or Child Abusey, the films of Jake Busey because he's a child abusey.
Child Abusey.
Okay. 2004 is the year. Leonard calls this movie a bomb, and it's got Jake Busey in it. The screenplay is based on a novel. And he also calls this an alleged comedy. And noxious. Noxious. And he lists... He didn't have time for ob. He just went right to noxious. And he lists 12 names. 12 names, Sam. Sam is in repose. Doing the thinker.
Negative one.
Oh. All right.
How many do you have? How many points? Three?
Three.
Yeah. I think I know what's about to happen.
We've played such a clean game.
Yeah, I was commending everybody on the clean game, but also kind of hinting at I'd like to see some ugliness.
I mean, I'll go negative two.
I'm sorry, it goes to Jeff next. I'm sorry, it goes to Jeff next.
Nope. It goes to me right now, and you know what?
It did. He established it goes to me, actually.
I didn't see a lot of movies that year.
That's what he said.
That's what I said.
I'm going to say name that movie.
Because he challenged the previous time.
Wait, no.
What?
That's what I thought.
No, it goes to Jeff now.
Why?
Well, Scott challenged me,
I got the point.
So I went back around.
I don't know.
Not because he got the point.
To Scott again.
It doesn't make any sense.
Then he could challenge me two times in a row. Play it back, Matt.
Yeah.
So was I right the first time when I said it goes to Scott? And then?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And it did go to Scott, because he challenged Jeff in the last
round.
Why,
Scott? Why would you do it?
Because I love you. Yeah. And I don't like everything to come so easily to you.
That's what she said!
All right.
I'm going to have to put some sort of that's what she said disclaimer before people pay their $2. Yeah.
It's like where normally in iTunes says explicit.
Yeah.
Just as annoying.
Excessive use of that's what she said. What are you doing, Jeff?
I'm going to challenge Scott.
Yeah. I really
right.
am curious if he knows the answer.
That's going to make this is very exciting.
So this is Martin Scorsese films.
No, this is Jake Busey.
Jake Busey.
Mm-hmm.
2002, it's a bomb.
Mm-hmm.
It's an alleged comedy.
Yep, noxious.
Noxious.
Screenplay is based on a novel.
Based on a novel, that's mm-hmm. interesting.
Yeah, it's no help, really.
Snow help. Oh, good clue. Is it snow day?
You know what? I'm not even going to put you through naming who the top three billed people were at Snow Day.
Cuba Gooding Jr. and a dog.
That's Snow Dogs.
That's Snow Dogs.
Oh, shit. Oh, Ice Cube Chevy and Chase. A dog.
No, it was now, Chevy Chase and probably Chris Elliott.
Now, hang on. I have a question.
Yeah.
Technically, since I'm no longer part of this, what if I tell Scott what I think is the answer?
He's already lost. He guessed wrong already.
But that is a good. That's a good way to.
Yeah.
That's a good way to.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
You could. You technically could have. That's a good way to do it. In fact, why don't we play that way from now on, where you just tell me the answers?
That sounds great.
Can you tell me what you think is the answer right now?
I think it's Christmas with the Cranks starring
Tim Allen. Because that's what it is. That is correct.
Yeah.
So well played, gentlemen. You
can
nasty,
I ask what is
nasty
that?
Players.
It's an awful movie that I fucking read for.
Oh, you did? What'd you read for? Jake Busey's part?
Yep.
Whoa! So this
no,
is
I
all.
Did not, I did not read
in your okay. face, little
I
Wolverine.
Shitty part.
I devised this category to make you feel bad.
Thank you. I saw the movie because he and Cheech Marin play cops. It's unwatchable.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
who's
he
that?
Had to turn and look the other way.
Is it Tim Allen?
Yeah.
Oh.
And
yep.
Jamie Lee Curtis
mm-hmm.
and gotcha. Danny DeVito.
Aykroyd, close enough.
Dan Aykroyd, I mean.
Yeah,
snatched
sure.
from my hand.
Yeah, that
sorry,
was
bro.
That's
but now,
exciting. Now it's really going to get ugly. Because
okay. So Sam picks.
Because Jeff has four, Sam has four.
So go Sam.
Scott has two.
Sam, Jeff, me. Right?
Yeah.
All right.
You're getting this.
It only took 14 rounds
and 8 years playing this.
18 years. We want prenup. Okay, so.
That's what she said.
Sam.
Yes, Doug.
Would you like, from a blog called The Coggin Toboggan, The Twilight End Zone, and that's sports movies that have actors that were in episodes of The Twilight Zone? Ooh. Yeah, right? That's a little. Well, wild. It's a wild.
That is wild.
Yeah.
Is that Wolverine?
And then.
Hi, I am Wolverine.
And then. We come back around to Jurassic World movies where a senior citizen wins a Golden Globe or. Matthew McConaughey movies that Matthew McConaughey made that grossed over
what's
100
the
million.
First one?
The first one was
Twilight Zone.
Twilight End Zone. So sports Twilight Zone.
Let's
actors.
Do that one.
Okay.
You a big Twilight Zone fan, Sam?
Big enough. This is the original Twilight Zone?
Yeah.
Okay. Why did they do it again in the 80s and then late 90s?
Three stars from Leonard for this movie from 1979. He says this movie is slightly silly. But the end, the climax hits home.
Mm.
And then he lists five people.
Mm.
How many names can you get it in, Sam?
the climax part. That's what she said.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I get it. Yeah. I thought you meant list five names.
Yeah. You've never played that game with your wife?
That's cool.
Wait, have you played it with my wife?
Oh, no.
Sam?
Negative five.
Whoa!
I will be the destructor of my own demise.
Do you want to smash this together?
Yeah.
All right. Right now on the Meltdown stage?
Yep. But you might be the winner. If you're the winner,
guys,
I smash it alone.
Do not smash it. There is a great likelihood, Jeff, you're about to win this.
Name that movie.
Right.
God, if I have the wrong movie, this is horrible. Okay, the movie is...
You get this, you deserve it.
Thank you, Scott.
Yeah, if you get this, you can have this house.
And you might be able to live in it.
That's a height joke for the people listening at home.
Yeah.
That's a height joke.
For those of you who have never seen Sam.
In case any podcast listeners thought we had a full-size house on stage with us, you really cleared that
up. I never did specify how big the house was, so you're right.
It could be a
It could have been a giant, yeah.
We're inside it right now. That's what she said.
Sam, do this. Come on.
The movie is Rocky II, starring Sylvester Stallone, Talia Shire, Burt Young, Carl Weathers, and Burgess Meredith.
Come on, come on, do it. Do it, do it.
That's correct.
Yeah! Sam the man! Wow. That's how you do it.
Wait, it's not... Man, I thought it was going to be breaking away.
Are you guys going to break that thing?
Do you want to do it like a Jewish wedding where we put a napkin over it?
Maybe do it over here in this corner and you folks guard your faces because I think parts of it might fly all over the place.
It's like...
Great job, Sam Levine, everybody.
Thank you very much, Doug Benson. It is an honor to be on your show.
Three,
two, one.
Oh. No, guys, he meant just like break it apart so you can put it back together. Oh.
No, he really broke it.
Oh. Sorry, man.
I forgot to periscope it.
Right? Hey, those kids can't even read. Fuck them.
All right. The person Sam was playing for, come get your bags full of good stuff.
Brian, you really got to tell me how that book is.
I don't want to throw any donuts in here, but thank you. Do you guys want to throw some donuts at people? What do you got to plug there, Sam? Oh, wow. What's going on?
Well, there's a lot of stuff going on, Doug. At the end of next month, a streaming on Netflix is a little thing called Wet Hot American Summer, The First Day of Camp.
Yay!
And you may be able to hear my sweet pipes coming out of another human being's body.
Hey, it's like that dog in the earlier category.
Jeff, what do you got coming up? This is going to come out in about a week. So,
Doug, did you get excited when you said sweet pipes?
No.
Because you get high all
the time. I wasn't paying attention, but yeah, you're right. I do like sweet pipes.
I got a couple things.
I like a gorgeous piece.
Anyone?
Huh?
I'll be at Go Bananas in Cincinnati, July 9th.
You're not willing to stand up for it, you lazy fuck? Okay, you want
They're
me
used
throw?
To us throwing them at
oh, really?
Them.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah,
what kind do you want?
That's not fair to the
thing.
People around you.
Any kind?
Give her one that's not doesn't have chocolate
it's
on
a
it.
Man.
Okay. Oh, good catch, too.
Anyone else?
He's got
By the
a
way,
Dodgers hat
threw
on.
Threw it like a frisbee. By the way.
Well, donuts are technically frisbees, so they're edible.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it fun? Who else?
This is a tough one. Let me try. Whoa!
Whoa!
Who else? Did I see one?
That's
all right.
One.
Here we go.
Hey, could you do this during your plugs?
Yeah.
Yes, I will, and I'll do them during yours as well.
I don't have.
He's got a lot of donuts.
I don't have a television.
Smokey
show
wants
to
one.
Plug my dates on Scott.
Here, I want to throw one at Smokey.
Yep. Go ahead.
What?
Go ahead.
Now we're getting into some bars.
I got some bars.
Yeah, this just gets really... Oh, nice!
There we go.
That looked like you just saved a woman from getting cold-cocked.
Two bars left.
You
Don't be shy.
Smoking.
That's an eclair! Oh, God! Oh. Cover your eyes!
Wow, last minute
that was a bad throw.
On
Sorry.
The eclair part of
Did
it.
Did you not get it? Here, he's asking you to...
Uh-oh, maple bar coming in.
Maple bar.
Oh, Maple
go!
Bar.
There we go.
Maple Bar Sinister. Great donut throwing, Scott. Let Jeff finish his plugs.
All right, I'm in Cincinnati.
I just want to lick my fingers.
Go Bananas, Cincinnati.
July 9th through 12th, Joke Joint, Minneapolis, August 13th through the 15th. I'm doing an East Coast run in September, D.C., Philly, New York, Boston. Check it out on Twitter, JeffTate96. And this company, the shirt I'm wearing, Zipzoo Apparel, made Hot Dogs and Gatorade shirt for me. And Denim on Denim shirts. So you can go buy those at their website, ZipzooApparel.com. And a sweet shirt that say Decency or Death. That's my new fucking campaign, Decency or Death.
I like it.
Be decent or fucking...
Die.
Yeah.
Die, you
I don't have to follow the rule because I'm on the inside of the shirt.
Oh, okay. Scott Aukerman.
Hello.
What are your sticky fingers saying on your phone? What do you got coming up?
I have the reissue of Sticky Fingers.
Oh, you're behind that?
Yeah, it's just me humming over all the songs.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Comedy Bang Bang TV show is back on July 9th.
Yay!
With Kid Cudi is taking Reggie Watts' place.
What?
And...
Hey, did you already
he killed Reggie to get the spot?
I taped it already, yeah.
There's no way you can go back in and plug my Cincinnati date that
I'm
night?
I'm so sorry, no. Michael Cera will be the guest on that one with Andy Daly. And I have seen 10 of Kid Cudi's episodes, and they're really awesome. They're really, really good.
Scott,
and
then, legit question?
Yeah.
How many weeks of the year do you tape Comedy Bang Bang?
we started working on it May 12th, and we finished May 27th.
Fuck me.
That's but of the following year.
That's yeah, like yeah. 2 weeks, right?
But I also want to plug, on July 1st, we're in a comic store. I wrote a comic, Secret Wars Journal, number 3, with RJ Silva doing the art, and it is a Doc Samson story for Marvel.
All right.
You still got, Jeff, frosting on your hand.
Do you have a shithead on your thing there?
Yeah.
Pass on over. We don't need Sam's, of course.
Nope.
And one more time, everybody, for Sam Levine, our winner.
Yes. Thank you very much.
And our two losers, Jeff Tate and Scott Aukerman.
It looks like I'm clapping. I'm just wiping frosting off.
Very exciting matchup we had today. Good job, everybody.
Does Sam not get to plug stuff?
He did already.
No, I plugged the. I mean, I have other stuff, but it won't be out till the fall. So,
so
I'll plug it on
he'll
a future
be back.
Episode.
Yeah, we gotta move on to the super duper when we can make that happen.
Yeah. Not for nothing, but this was my third and evidently last attempt in a super tournament of championships. So
did we do one together at Universal Studios?
That was the first tournament of champions.
Oh, okay.
Championships.
That one was fun. Who won? That
was great.
I did.
But that one was crazy. That was like 4-4-3.
Yeah, that one was fun.
You and me and PFT.
That was back when I knew shit.
Well, thanks again, you guys. And thanks to everybody for coming in this really cool, comfortable environment. We'll be back here in 2 weeks. But the next free Douglas Movies is this Tuesday at 7 o'clock sharp. And all of my dates and deets and links are douglasmovies.com. And as always... people who don't put effort into their name tags are shitheads.
That's from Derek, by the way, and we smashed the shit out of his. So, just goes to show you.
Yes. Shows
don't
you
bother.
I don't know what the lesson is there. And the three girls who had a 7:25 p.m. showing of Cabin in the Woods threatened to get refunds because at 7:22 p.m. they decided the movie was running 15 minutes late are a shithead. Viewing prowess makes him hockey. There's no room.